Assalamu alaikum. Let's have a look at this story. It's a very sad story, but it has a very surprise ending.
When I was 5 years old, I started to get molested by my uncle. And over the course of the next 6 years of my life, I was molested by more than five men. So when I was seven, I broke into a church and I got charged with a felony and put on probation. And when I got put on probation, all the men that were molesting me went away. When I got off probation, they all came back. And so I went and broke the law again. Would purposely go out and catch felonies because this is how I protected myself. My mother didn't care, didn't have any other family members. And I told on my uncle, and his threats came true because he would tell me as a little kid when he was molesting me, if you tell anybody, I'll have to hurt the whole family. While he didn't hurt the family like he thought, when I told on him, he went to prison and my whole family fell apart. Everybody blamed me. It was my fault. And it turned into this reclusive kid. It made me a target in school because I had no self-confidence. And by the time I was 15, I had 10, 12 felonies on my record. And so the judge was sick of me and bound me over to adult court. When I went in at 16, he sent me to prison. And I was raped the first week I was there by two men at knife point. And it turned me into a savage. And I became this very violent human being because that became my source of protection. I had resolved that I was going to spend the rest of my life in prison. And when I was 21, they opened the doors and sent me back to the world with no parole, no probation. And I didn't know how to protect myself from the monster that I had become. And so I started to rob people and I started to hurt people. And I was just a horrible stain in the world. I was ultimately convicted of 15 more felonies and sent back to prison for 12 more years. I felt like that's what my life was worth. And ultimately spent 18 years. Yeah, that was my secret.
Can I ask where you're at today?
Today I'm super happy. I was in 5 years in a solitary confinement while I was in prison, and I met a Muslim man who changed my life. He became my mentor, taught me about processing emotion, taught me about forgiveness of others and myself, taught me about kindness and compassion and love, and I've dedicated my life to that ever since. I am so whole and healed, and I spend my life helping people do it.
What advice would you give to any boy or man going through any similar experiences you went through?
Speak. Speak. Tell somebody. Our voice is our healing mechanism. Our voice is what can save us. It's what can stop the abuse. Speak. Say something. Tell anybody that you can. There's a lot of boys going through it. If I could.
If you listen to this story, it's truly heartbreaking. A traumatizing journey. Growing up around some of the most evil and sick individuals and what they did to him. This is another reminder of the justice that Islam brings. Because if people like this get away with these kind of things in this life, there is still accountability in the next life on the Day of Judgment. And they will burn in hell for their injustice. That gives people solace, knowing true justice will be served. And that this man who suffered so much as a young child will be rewarded. There's an authentic statement saying from the Prophet Muhammad, last and final messenger sent to mankind, peace and blessings be upon him. And I'm paraphrasing this prophetic statement where he said that a person who went through every kind of hardship imaginable in this life will be dipped into Jannah, paradise, like you dip your hand in the ocean for a moment and pull it out. Then they'll be asked, did you experience any hardship in this life? And then they'll say, no, send us back for more, because of all the great rewards that are waiting for them in the next life, in Jannah, paradise, which is forever. And now the opposite for a person who lived a life of just pure pleasure, hedonism, like the Fresh and the Fitnas, the Hugh Hefners of this world, you know, all the women partying, money and luxury, or the women who just had everything they wanted in this life and didn't care for the afterlife, didn't care of their responsibilities towards their creator. And they had all of the luxuries of Kim Kardashian times 100. That person will be dipped into the hellfire for just a moment, the same way you dip your finger into the ocean, pull it out, and what stays with it just for that second, not even. Then they'll be asked, did you experience any joy or happiness in this life? And they'll say, no, never. because of what they're going to suffer now in the hellfire. That's the beauty of Islam. It puts everything into perspective, especially for the people who face terrible evils like this man has. And now you're wondering, why? Now this man went to be convicted of 15 violent felonies, in and out of jail, spending much of his life in prison amongst the worst of people. But the end of his story, that's the key. He met a Muslim man, and that changed everything. He was exposed to many wonderful teachings about processing your emotions, forgiveness, kindness, and compassion. Some of the most basic teachings of the Quran, of Islam. Completely opposite to what you hear about Islam from the hate industry that spreads all of these falsehoods. He was taught about mercy, about love. All of these are coming from a man who was sent as a mercy to the world. The last and final messenger sent to mankind, peace and blessings be upon him. Who this Muslim is following, because that's who our Muslims are told to follow. So he's extracting these teachings, and he's sharing it with him. Now, if anybody can put us in touch with this man, please do. Most likely, he accepted Islam. And that's what changed his life, because that's what a Muslim follows, that complete way of life of Islam. And what is Islam? Islam means to worship the Creator alone, not his creation. It's that pure, absolute monotheism, the belief in one Almighty God. It's the belief in original goodness, that every human is born pure and innocent from the very start. God Almighty, the Creator, Allah, is all-loving, the most merciful. He forgives all sins for those who sincerely turn back to him. He sent prophets and messengers from the very beginning, starting with Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and the last and final messenger sent to mankind for everyone living today, Prophet Muhammad. No more messengers to come. Peace and blessings be upon them all. They all brought and taught the same message, not contradictory messages. It was always the same message, calling people, their people, to worship God Almighty alone, to live righteously, and to submit one's will to the will of the Creator. That submission in one word is Islam. And it can change your life also like it changed this man's. What an incredible story, a sad story with an incredible end. So let me give you a gift, a free copy of the Quran. Just go to thedeanshow.com. It'll be a gift from me to you. Read for yourself. You can also give us a call, or the call number would be 1-800-662-4752. If you have any questions, you'd like to speak to a live person, give us a call. Or on the website, there's a chat box there. You can ask your questions. Just go to thedeanshow.com. Thank you very much for tuning in. Subscribe if you haven't already. And we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.